Welcome to the Sacred Fame Podcast. My name is Kasia Rashfall. I'm your host, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. I want to talk about a message that I got from the Akashic Records that made a lot of things make sense. I run a membership community called the Akashic Records Alchemy Circle. And in that circle, every week we have a live Q&A with the records where everyone who's a member gets to ask a question. And then we also do some energy balances based on the theme of the information that comes through. So this past week, one of the members asked about how they can be more in the flow, because they noticed that, they get excited about something and they start going down a path. And then when things start falling apart, they feel like, well, what did I do wrong? How did I not flow with it enough? And what is it that I need to do in order to continue flowing with it so that things stop going wrong? And I love the answer that the Akashic Records gave, because they said that wrong is a matter of perspective. And just because things are falling apart does not mean that you did anything wrong, or that we are doing anything wrong, or that it's wrong at all. So we have this perception that if we make a decision and we start going down a path and we start pursuing a certain direction, that things should work out, right? You want things to continue working out. You want things to be simple or easy, or at least, not have resistance come up, not have things fall apart. And when they do, we often jump to that conclusion that we've done something wrong. But what the Akashic Records have said is that your decision-making, your desire to show up for that decision, and your desire to continue taking action towards it, whether it's, setting up your energy, focusing on feeling what it's going to be like to have that thing, or literally taking the physical actions required to reach that goal that you have, or, to create whatever it is you're creating and to have it at the end. Those are all important. They're all like dominoes. So if you can imagine a lineup of dominoes, each decision is like one of those dominoes. Each action is like one of those dominoes. And as soon as you start one domino going, it will fall, and then hit the next one. That one will fall, right? It'll hit the next one. And eventually the whole lineup falls down. Often, the things falling apart are also the thing that makes the next domino fall. Now, I can't tell you exactly if every time something falls apart, this is what happened, but that's the sense I got from the Akashic Records, that it's not necessarily our job to judge whether we're on track based on whether something we think is falling apart or it's not. It's only our job to continue showing up, to continue feeling into what we want, committing to it, taking the actions, right? Having fun with it, growing through it. Even if we feel like we've made a mistake, or we fall down, or we quote unquote fail, right? We keep doing the things we want to do, the things we feel called to doing. And the results of those actions, all those energetic things we do, aren't necessarily, like, we don't know, we don't have the full picture, right? The universe does. The radar screen of the universe can see everything, but we can't. We can only really experience what we experience. And so assuming that when things are falling apart, that we've done something wrong, or that we're not in flow, is the wrong perspective. What the Akashic Records also said about flow is that you know you're in flow when you are more responding instead of reacting. Right, so let me say that again. You know you're in flow when you respond to a situation with choosing your response instead of just reacting to it. And I thought that's such a great gauge, because let's say you decide to go in a direction because you feel excited about it. You decide, you know what, I'm going to pursue this collaboration in my work, or I'm going to pursue this new friendship with someone, or I'm going to pursue this, creating this offer for my people in my work. and you get excited and you put in a bunch of time, a bunch of your energy into it, and you love it, love it, love it. And all of a sudden, you know, you offer it up into the world and nothing happens. Or you pursue this friendship and then something happens, you hit a snag, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, don't want to hang out with that person anymore, right? Just because you hit a snag or you hit the proverbial wall or things fall apart does not mean that that wasn't meant to happen in this way, right? And it's your response or reaction to what is happening as a result of your actions and your being and your showing up for it that allows you to either be in flow more or less. When you're reacting to things, you're still in the flow of something, but it just doesn't feel as smooth, right? It feels more jagged, more raw, more edgy. And sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need these jarred experiences, like these sandpaper experiences, in order to help us align back to what's important to us. If everything was always smooth and easy, would we grow as much? I don't know. I suppose that's a debate all on its own, but perhaps not. Perhaps we would. Perhaps we would grow more. I don't know. I guess it just depends on who you are and how you want to grow, how you learn best. But what I can tell you from experience in my own life, even some of the clients that I work with, oftentimes a difficult experience where we really have to show up and rise up to the occasion. Often those difficult experiences, when we look back upon them, have been our greatest points of growth and expansion. And we've learned so much about ourselves, right? About the nature of who we are, that they often end up being the greatest gifts for us. Even if in the moment we were just reacting like a spaz to them, and then afterwards we look back and we're like, ooh, I wish I would have responded differently, but I didn't. And so here we are. And so I invite you to consider that whenever you choose a direction, whenever you're working towards something or moving towards something, and that thing starts to fall apart, or it seems like it's falling apart, remember that metaphor of the domino. You don't know if it's making the domino fall flat or if it's actually putting something else in motion that is exactly in the direction you want to go, right? Even if it's like shit burning down, blowing up around you, which is often what's been happening lately, you simply don't know what the universe is seeing or co-creating with you. And of course, you have all the choice in how you respond or react, right? That's the one of the things we can control in our lives is our response or our reaction. So I hope this was helpful for you. It's a quickie this week because I just found this message super poignant, super useful in reframing when we sometimes feel like we fall down or when things fall apart. Have an amazing day, everyone. Thanks for being here with me, and I'll see you next time.